All Will Be Well, Letters to My Daughter, written and narrated by Natasha Ilenberg. For Mink, loved fiercely and unconditionally. The eternity of non-existence, as it was before we were born, surely is no shorter than the one we encounter again after death. We fear the non-existence that comes after life, but rarely consider the completely improbable, the quite unbelievable fact it is, that we somehow managed to take form and step out of nothingness for some time. The life we are given is an exception to the rule. Year Zero. February. At home, Oldonyo Sambo, Northern Tanzania. I've discovered the small speck of you at the line of the slightly crooked horizon. April. As for you, I never knew how much I'd missed you. Now I find it hard to wait for your arrival, wait to see your face for the first time. There are some things I must write now. Saying them later could become difficult. Also, if I don't say them now, I may forget, or maybe when the time would have been just right, I can't. People die, or worse, they get caught up in things less important and put them aside indefinitely. I don't think we should take that risk. It's bad enough that I will not have time enough here to discuss matters with you when you've lived to the full. As I sit here on my isolated hill in northern Tanzania and wonder who you will become, I look out through my tent doors. Our neighbours, who live in a boma on the next hill, a few kilometres away, are from the Warusha tribe. When the chiefs heard you're on your way the other day, they and some of the warriors slaughtered a goat just outside. We drank some of its still warm blood to celebrate your coming arrival. May the generosity, the respect, the life, death and love in this action give you power through the years that you're about to own on this earth. Forgive me for my weakness if sometimes on these pages I portray myself in a better light than what is palatable. Forgive me again for my vanity if I paint a darker picture of myself than what is true. Only Mungu Purini, as the Almighty One is called in Swahili, if you believe in the God of the Bush, knows how you will feel about me later. I do know that I will love you fiercely and show you what I imagine to be true, whilst also squeezing as much life as possible out of my own time orange here. It seems some people think it's natural that a mother should give up all manners of things vital to her for the sake of the child. I cannot afford that, neither can you. No human is strong enough to not resent a little that thing or person whom she thinks put a stop to her reaching her goals. No, I will not offer you such a devastating and false generosity. Instead, I will take your hand and show you where I found the beauty that made me make my choices, give you keys and seeds and tales from the life I have lived so far, and share with you the plans I have for future adventures. I will try to ignite your ember with mine. But I say it already, while I can still say it loudly and without feeling shame. I'm sorry for what mistakes I did as a mother. Knowing the depth of my intentions now, however, I'm sure I couldn't have done better. April. For almost 40 years of my life, you were not. That's a long time of my existence. I will have to be fairly lucky to call that half of my life. The doctors tell me you will arrive in about the same month of the year as what I am in as far as a woman's childbearing age goes. Mid-November. I was born in Northern Europe. To me, November is the month of change, crisp mornings, a few tall hours of light, and the odd puffed-up bird who was tough enough or dumb enough.